Rolf and I left the van with considerable uneasiness. How much was our undeclared merchandise worth? A Bible could buy a cow now in the country districts. 650 cows. This cargo represented a sizable smuggling operation in cash value alone. We were planning to give the Bibles away, but that would make no difference if we were caught with them in our possession. A man was on trial right now for an economic crime against the people's state. A man convicted of the same charge had recently been executed by firing squad. If we were caught... Well, this was not the time to think of that. Ivanov was on the platform at church that morning. As he glanced at the visitor's balcony, I was sure he recognized me, although he gave no sign. A few minutes later he got up and left the sanctuary. He did not return, nor was he in the vestibule after the service. But suddenly a hearty voice behind me said, "Welcome to Russia." It was Markov. I introduced him to Rolf. "We brought gifts," I said. "Wonderful," he cried. "That's grand news." His voice was louder than necessary, and I knew it was a defense. No one would bother to listen if we were speaking openly. "I wonder where we might go to visit a spell."
"How about the same place as before?"
"The same place? 2 minutes from Red Square?" Markov might have nerves of steel, but I did not. "I'd rather see some new scenery." For the first time, Markov lowered his voice. "On the road to Smolensk, there is a large blue sign saying Moscow. Rendezvous there at 5 o'clock. I will lead you to another place. Have the gifts unpacked so we can move fast." This sounded better, but Rolf and I were still faced with the problem of where to unpack those Bibles. It would take at least half an hour of uninterrupted privacy to do the job. Back at camp, I had an idea. "Let's go for a ride," I said. "You just keep sightseeing, and I'll crawl into the back and begin unpacking. Whatever you do, keep moving." But I had barely begun when the van jerked to a halt. I crept forward and peered over the seats. A police officer was coming toward the car. "Pray," Rolf hissed, and then stuck his head out of the window.
"What is it, officer?"
he asked in Dutch. The policeman rattled off a long, angry sentence in Russian, then produced a few words in English.
"No turn, no turn, sign say."
"Was there something wrong with that turn, officer?" said Rolf, still in Dutch. "I'm terribly sorry. I'm not used to driving in such a vast and handsome city as Moscow." The policeman was raging in Russian again. I flattened my back against the side of the van, praying that the officer would not look inside. At the end of a lifetime, I heard him say something else in Russian, more calmly.
"The same to you, officer," Rolf answered in Dutch, "and I do wish you and your people the very best of God's love."
Rolf put the van into gear and moved slowly out into traffic. Not until several blocks farther did I let out my breath.